Joss Stone is a young singer from Devon, England, and winner of a BBC talent contest. She had plans for a conventional pop album, but changed her mind when she came across an almost forgotten source of American soul music, Miami, in the late 1960s and 70s. She joined with veteran musicians of that scene. Our music reviewer, Jim Fusilli, says, "The Soul Sessions is a debut album of considerable merit."
I don't need a whole lot of money. I don't need a big fine car.
She's 16 and blonde, and neither fact is inconsequential, for they imply Joss Stone may be the kind of blank slate that makes music industry scouts reach for their checkbooks. And on stage, she's already refining the Mariah hand gestures and the Christina via Whitney head bobs. And you can imagine her trying on her Britney dancing shoes. In other words, she ought to be easy to dismiss. I mean, do we really need another prefab pop diva? But there's that voice, her old-school technique, and her fine, fine album, The Soul Sessions. Inconsequential? Not by a long shot.
When he wraps his loving arms around me, he almost drives me out of my mind. I get these funny little feelings inside of me. Ooh. Chills run up and down my spine. My baby, he's all right. Me and my baby, we're so tight. Don't you know he is some kind of wonderful? Yes, he is some kind of wonderful.
Stone's debut is a throwback to a time before she was born in the UK. It brims with soul music from the American South, recorded in the 60s and 70s by Carla Thomas, Joe Simon, Betty Swan, and Laura Lee, among others. Stone's breathy, restrained yet passionate performance is in perfect pitch with the Romance on the Edge lyrics. Proving she's no mere mimic, she reworks several songs. Her reading of All the King's Horses adds a bit of spice to the Aretha Franklin classic.
We sat on a wall of security, ooh, so high above,
so high.
Yes, we did. With his arms wrapped all around me, it was like a fairy tale.
Soul Sessions also features the reunion of some of the best-known purveyors of Miami's underrated soul scene of the 70s. Co-producer Betty Wright, the cleanup woman herself, pulled together the likes of guitarist Little Beaver, pianist Lattimore, and organist Timmy Thomas, three musicians who hadn't worked together in some 20 years. Little Beaver was out of the business, working for Amtrak. But the old-timers gelled behind Joss Stone, and six of the album's tracks were cut live in a Miami studio, giving Joss Stone an authentic sound not heard behind today's young soul and R&B singers.
Now she's back to rekindle that old flame. Oh, she's got a different angle, baby, but she's playing the same old game. Baby, don't be a regret for the foolish heart. Don't let her lie.
With her debut, 16-year-old Joss Stone has created a bit of magic. Stardom is calling. But does she know it can be a graveyard for imitators? We'll see if Joss Stone can blossom, avoid the glittery temptation of Mariah, Christina, and Britney, and stay in touch with the real soul.
The CD by Joss Stone is called The Soul Sessions. It'll be released later this month. Our reviewer, Jim Fusilli, also writes for The Wall Street Journal.